As 2020 comes to a close, those who watch the flood insurance industry are looking for potential legislative changes in the upcoming year. And joining us to discuss this further is Joe Rossi, Chair and Executive Director of the Massachusetts Coastal Coalition. Mr. Rossi, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So basically, it seems like not much happened this year in terms of substantial reforms to the National Flood Insurance Program.
No, and, you know, that was sort of expected, especially in a presidential year, presidential election year. There was no substantial legislative action with the National Flood Insurance Program, and additionally, the National Flood Insurance Program was extended once again for the 16th time. The can was kicked down the road, and the National Flood Insurance Program was extended from September 30th of this year to September 30th of next year. This year was not lost, though. A lot of bills were proposed in the House and the Senate as what we call messaging bills. Basically, they were proposed in order to show intent for a refile in the new Congress.
So now the election year is coming past, and of course we've got a new administration coming in. Are you expecting anything from the Biden administration in particular?
Well, in general, what we're looking to see happen is that the reform bills that were proposed in 2019 potentially will be reintroduced by House Financial Services, which is the committee within the House that takes up the NFIP. We expect those to potentially be reintroduced in the new Congress. Really, there's been a longstanding stalemate between the House and the Senate, but the Senate Banking Committee, if Republicans retain control of the Senate, will have a new chair, potentially Senator Patrick Toomey from Pennsylvania. That could mean that with somebody new at chairmanship there, that there is a potential for movement this year on substantial flood reform, seen as both the House Financial Services Committee and a Biden administration will potentially be more focused on climate-related issues, which would include flood.
Now, what are some of the biggest reforms that need to be taken up, in your opinion?
Well, believe it or not, in 2019, the House Financial Services Committee bill was voted unanimously by that committee. And that bill, and even though it didn't make it to the floor of the House, the committee did vote unanimously on it. That bill focused on affordability, mapping, some claims reforms, and availability of data from the National Flood Insurance Program. I think those are all major priorities, focusing significantly on the affordability piece, which has always been a focus, and making sure that our NFIP rates are affordable, fair, and annual increases on those rates are reasonable. So those are the focuses of what we believe will be House Financial Services Committee's focuses for 2021. Those are our hopes that those will be their focuses as well.
All righty. Well, for those who want to learn more about the National Flood Insurance Program, they should visit the Coalition's website, NoFlood, that's K-N-O-W, flood.org. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.